Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm honored to be again in company with Amos Gitai, who is here to present Laila in Haifa in competition here. Welcome and welcome back on Fred.
Thank you.
So, it amazed me, the fact that you're describing and you're making your stories happening in something that is real, Fattoush, that Fattoush is real. So what was the starting point that can tell me more?
Well, you know, I one of my actresses from my previous film, because I'm from Haifa, but she said, Amos, you think you know Haifa, but you don't know actually Haifa. So I'll make you a tour of all the nightclubs of Haifa. And it was great. We discovered this Fattoush club, which is owned by a Palestinian owner. But it's really like a meeting place of everybody, of Israelis, Palestinian, gay, lesbian, straight, everything. So it's like a shelter for people from different origin in a peaceful relation. And I said this is a good metaphor against the oceans of hatred and manipulation and intoxication. And I will focus my film in this club. And I spoke to the owner of the club, and he said that we can do the film there.
How did you choose the stories to tell? Because I read that since there are actors at their first time and professional actors, you sort of mix their personal stories with the stories that we see on screen. So how did you work on that mixture?
No, it's in most of my films I like to integrate the experience of my actors to the screenplay. But we have a lot of sessions of preparation, and also I like that the origin of the actors are very hybrid, because I think we are into a hybrid world. We're not into situation that 15 generations on the same village. Sometimes the most meaningful meetings are hazardous. We meet somebody in a bar and we'll spend all our life, or we meet in a taxi, or we meet. So cinema has to not just deal with hermetic narrative, but to integrate a sense of modernity. And also some of the actresses are very experienced, like Hannah Laszlo, she got the prize in Cannes, and Makram Khoury, he worked with Spielberg. And some of the actresses, their first time, and they're doing fantastic performance.
It is not the first time you focus on actresses, on women, but why was important, why this time was important?
Because, you know, I think the Middle East have been run for almost 100 years by men. They showed us that they can do war after war. And I think it's about time to try to pass the power and to see what can happen. So it's the film is also a proposition in a way.
I love what you said during the press conference, because you sort of found a link between this film as a meeting point of cultures and different point of views as the festival. Venice Film Festival.
Yeah, no, I wanted to salute the festival that it's actually happening. I think it's courageous. They do it in a very prudent way, and it's good. But like I said, I think cinema and the festival, we need real meetings. We need to sit in front of each other. We cannot do everything virtually. So I suppose that the virtual thing, which is became so strong, will continue to exist. But we cannot just take away their live experience. And I think that, as you mentioned, the film itself is about homage to live experience. We cannot just let everything to be negotiated by politicians and we just peons of them. We have to go into the real human experience and that's the sense of it.
Are you optimistic about the future, even, you know, when you did this film? I think so, but now?
I think it's a big luxury to be pessimistic. We cannot afford it.
I love that. Thank you so much. I was Gitai for being with us and talking about Laila in IFA in competition, the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm Chiara Nicoletti and this is Fred, the Festival Insider. Grazie.
Grazie.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.